This week's parasha, Parashas Tazria Mitzvira, it says in Kapitel Yud Beis Pasuk Gimel, Uvayoy Mashmini Imor Besara Losoi. On the eighth day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. The parasha commences with the scenario of a woman who gives birth to a boy and becomes tamei for 7 days. The Torah then tells us that the boy should have a bris milah on the eighth day. The Torah then proceeds to describe various types of tumah. Why does the Torah tell us about the mitzvah of bris milah in the middle of telling us about the rules and regulations of tumah? The Ibn Ezra says, Daber el bnei Yisrael isha ki sazriya v'yolda zocher. After the Torah discusses the laws of Tumah that result from dead animals, the Torah over here begins discussing the Tumah that comes from humans. The very first category of Tumah discussed is that of a woman who gives birth. The Torah starts with this Tumah because this tumah is the beginning of life, and at this stage the beginning of life, and is therefore the start of the tumah process. It said in the Tam Vadas, on the Pasuk Nega Tzarasi, Rabbi Yosef Salanter says, why is Parsha Shemini, which discusses foods that are usher to eat, near Parashas Tazria, which discusses various types of tumah? There are people who are very careful regarding the foods that they put into their mouths. However, they are not careful with what comes out of their mouths, speech. Even if one is careful with what he puts into his mouth, he still must be careful that his mouth does not become tamei with what comes out of his mouth. There are things that come out of the mouth that are tamei. The avera of lashon hara brings upon one tzaras, which is tamei, causes one to get tzaras, and is very harmful to the spiritual well-being of the individual. It says in the Goin, in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. V'lefnei mi ata osed liten din v'cheshbon. One must know before whom he will give a din v'cheshbon to in the future. The judgment is for the averes that the person did. V'cheshbon is din v'cheshbon. Where's din v'cheshbon? So the din, the judgment is for the averes that the person did. The cheshbon, the reckoning, is for the time that one wasted doing averis instead of learning Torah and performing mitzvahs. If someone does a chet, it takes time. He could have utilized that time better. He could have done mitzvahs. So din v'cheshbon, din is for the actual avera, and cheshbon is the fact that you wasted time that you could have performed mitzvahs. One has an obligation to constantly perform mitzvahs and learn Torah. When one wastes time and does an avera, he gets a double punishment. One for the avera and another for the time wasted that he should have been doing mitzvahs and learning Torah. The Be'ach Moshe says, quotes a Medrash, quotes a Pasuk in Tehillim, Kuflamites, Ochor v'kedem sarasani. Rabbi Yochanan says that if one is Zaycha, he will acquire two worlds, Oilam Hazeh and Oilam Haba. If one is not Zaycha, he will have a din v'cheshbon. The Gemara in Kedushin and Aflamites says, there is no rewards for a mitzvah in this world. If that's the case, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that a person can be Zeicha to two worlds, Oilumazen Oilumaboy can acquire both worlds. He can't! There's no reward in this world. Secondly, what does this medrash have to do with Parshas Tazria? Be'ach Moshe explains. The Gemara in Saita and Afyud Aleph says that the good judgments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Toiv, the din of Toiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is greater than the din of Ra, the bad judgments. What does that mean? The same way the Vilna Gaon explains that one gets punished for wasting time by doing Averis, one also gets rewarded for utilizing his time properly, aside from the actual mitzvah or learned area that he was performing. So we have the Goyin, and now we have a takeoff of the Goyin. Someone Chas Shalom does an Aveira, there's a Din, the Cheshbon. He does an Aveira, that's a Din. The Cheshbon, he had time that he could have been learning, that he could have been doing mitzvahs. He wasted that time, double whammy. Vice versa, the same thing. A person does a mitzvah, he gets Schar for the mitzvah. Not only does he get schar for the mitzvah, he gets schar because he took his time and utilized it properly. For utilizing his time properly, he gets another double whammy, is the negative, but you get a double positive when you do mitzvah. It says in the Pasuk, Isha kisaz riyaviyol dozochar. V'tomo shivas shemim kimeni das devarish etitmo v'yoyim ashmini yimo v'sar losay. HaKadosh B'medir says like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, one who keeps proper tahiras HaMishpacha, I will give him a son, and he will be able to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Bris Milah on his son. It is because the person is utilizing his time properly by following the halachas of tahiras HaMishpacha that he gets rewarded in this world. Not for the actual mitzvah of keeping Tayyus HaMishpacha. Again, he gets rewarded in this world not for the actual mitzvah of keeping Tayyus HaMishpacha. So what does that mean? He gets rewarded not for the actual mitzvah of keeping Tayyus HaMishpacha? Zok the Be'ach Moshe and the Medrash. What Rabbi Yochanan meant, if one is Zeich and he follows the commands of the Torah, he'll get Schar in this world and the next world. How do we know that? We know because if one does not follow the Torah and does Averis, he will chas v'shalom have a din v'cheshbon. He will also get punished for the time that he wasted. However, if one gets punished for not utilizing his time properly, then certainly one who uses his time properly is rewarded. The bad judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much. The good judgments is much greater than are much greater than the bad judgments. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person does Ra, he gets punished for the time wasted, certainly a person who does a mitzvah will get schar for his positive actions, for his learning Torah and mitzvahs. So that's what's happening over here. A person, if he does a proper mitzvah of Tahiras HaMishpacha, he knows reward in this world, the Gemara and Kedushin tells us. You're talking about Zeichet, the reward. But you're going to get the schar. What do you get the schar? The schar is not the reward for the mitzvah. The schar you get is for the time. You utilize your time properly. You're going to be Zeichet to have a boy. And with that boy, you're going to be able to do Bris Milah and accomplish and be Mekayim another mitzvah. The Kehel David says, on the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, Isha Kizazria. Im Zocha Adam, if one is Zoicha, Oimrim Loi, we tell him, Ata Kidamta Lachomai Sebrashis. We tell him that he came before all of the creations of the world. Vim Lav, and if one is not Zoicha, Oimrim Loi, we tell him, Yitosh Kodamcha, Shilshal Kodamcha, the gnat and the worm came before you. Rashi says that just like the creation of man came after the creation of the animals, so too the Torah discusses man after the animals. It says in Bereishis, Vayomer Elokim Na'aseh Adam, and Hashem said, let us make man. In regard to the creation of man, it was written in Lashon Rabbim, let us make man, Lashon Rabbim. We learn from this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, however he did not complete man. Man must complete himself. The Gemara in Baba Kama tells us that a day-old ox is called a shur. However, man is not called Adam until he completes himself. How does man complete himself? By learning the Torah HaKadosh and following the will, the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If one is Zeicher, he completes himself and is called Adam, for which the world was created for. However, if one is not Zeicher and does not fulfill the Ratzon Hashem, he is never complete. He's not an Adam. He's a lower level than the animals. Why is he a lower that level than the animals? Because the animals are created complete. A shur is a shur from day one. A man is created. He has to make himself into an Adam. If a person doesn't get into the madrega of completing himself and making into an Adam, then he's not a Bar Yishalim. He's not a complete being. Why was Bris Mila mentioned in the middle of Parsha of Tumah, of Tazriya? The Torah starts with telling us of a baby being born. At that point, there is tumah. Perhaps it would have been better had the child not been born. The Torah immediately tells us about the Bris Mila. It is a sign for Klal Yisrael that we are Hashem's nation. If we remember the Bris Kodesh and follow the Ratzon Hashem, then it was worthy for us to have been created. We have to always search for new beginnings to create ourselves. We have to strive to make ourselves worthy of being created. But we have to always remember that we have the opportunity to complete ourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left it up to us. We have to make ourselves into an Adam by following the Ratzon Hashem and learning the Torah HaKadosh. A little bit later in the parasha, it says in Kapitel Yud Gimel Pasuk Beis, Adam ki yeh b'or b'saroi se'ei se'isapachas oi b'heres v'ayo b'or b'saroi l'nega t'ras. If a person will have on his flesh a se'ei or a sapachas or a b'heres, and it will become a teras, affliction on the skin of his flesh. It says in Vayikra Rabbah, Kivan Sheshamu Yisrael Parshas Negoim Nisyoru. When Klal Yisrael heard the Parshas Negoim, they became very afraid. Omalehem Moshe, Altis Yaru. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, don't fear. Eilulu Umo Yisraelam, the Parshas of Negoim, is for the other nations of the world. Lumos Olam. Avalatem. But you, Klal Yisrael, Lechol, Velishtois, Velismayach. You can go eat, drink, and be merry. Shenemar. Like it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Rabbi Machoivin LaRosha, Vedeach Bashem, Chesed Yisai Bevenu. Many are the agonies of the wicked, but one who trusts in Hashem, kindness surrounds him. What is going on over here? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu tell Klal Yisrael not to fear, and that the parasha of Negoim is for the other nations of the world? What did Moshe mean when he said it's for the other nations of the world? Parasha Negoim does not apply to Klal Yisrael. There's a parasha in the Torah that only applies to the Goyim and not to Klal Yisrael. Additionally, why did Moshe tell them, eat, drink, and be merry? If you want to tell them it doesn't apply to them, you don't have to worry. He said, good, so don't worry. He has to go a step further. You should, Klal Yisrael, go eat, drink, and be merry. It says in the 8th Yosef, Moshe did not mean to say that Negoim only apply to other nations and that Klal Yisrael should not worry. Parsha Negoim is only for Klal Yisrael. It doesn't apply to the Goyim. Punkt verkehrt. Parshas Nigoin can be compared to a parent who scares his child by holding a stick so that his child will follow his will. If the child listens to his parent, the stick will not be used. The parent really picks up the stick with intent not to hit his child. He does not want to hit his child. He picks up the stick to teach his child the proper path and hopes he will never have to inflict pain upon his child. Parshas Nigoin is for Klal Yisrael to see the stick. Seeing the stick will hopefully help them to follow the Ratzon Hashem and never suffer from Nigoin. It says in the Yidei Moshe, Chazal say that what Klal Yisrael eat in this world, they obtain through Yisurim. The schus always is hidden away for Olam Haba. Klal Yisrael fear that their eating of this world, their having hanah of this world, will detract from their zechuyos in Olam Haba. Moshe Rabbeinu told them to eat. The zechuyos for Olam Haba are hidden away in the schus always. They can eat of this world from the Yisurim. So Yisurim they have, and when they're eating, that is what they're eating from. They're not detracting from the Schos Avos. It says in the Rambam, Hilchos Mikvois, the Rochatz, as the Sarei B'mayim, the laws of Tumah and Tahira are a choik. The fact that immersion in a mikvah purifies a person is not a concept which can be understood logically. Tumah is not something which can be washed away with some water. However, there is a lesson to learn from the chayk of purification. One whose body is impure becomes purified through immersion in water. Similarly, one who sincerely wants to purify his neshama and turn away from ra, from evil, must follow the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which then purifies his neshama. Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch says, in a majority of cases where the word nega is written in Torah, it clearly refers to a disease which comes as a result of a special divine decree. A person afflicted with a nega is nagua, which means touched by the finger of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not a machla of Olam Hazeh, but it's a machla of the spiritual realm. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nagua, touching the person. An opportunity, a stick, for Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. It says in Aderes Elio, Isha kisazriya v'yolda zohar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you heed the mitzvah of Nida, I will give you a son, and you will circumcise this son on the eighth day. It seems that the Medrash is saying that a couple is zeicha, is blessed with having a baby boy, in the schus that they adhere to the mitzvah of Nida. In fact, that there is Elio the Ben Ishchai. If so, how do goyim and those who do not adhere to Hilchos need to have baby boys? You know, this chus of a beginning of begetting a baby boy is only through Hilchos Nida, by keeping them and being mekayim them. So what about the goyim or those who are not goyim, the Jewish ones who le'aleinu chas v'shalom that not following the halachas? It says in Vayikra Rabbah, when a person performs any mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say, "Who preceded me, and I will pay." Meaning, had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not given a person a roof, how could he have made a mikvah? Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not given a person a house, how could he be attached to mezuzahs? The same is true for all mitzvahs asay. It is only through the chesed of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a person is provided with the opportunity to do mitzvahs. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't perform anything. He gives us everything. We can take what we have and be mekayim mitzvahs. Therefore, it is pure chesed that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives reward for performing mitzvah. Because he's giving it to us. He's giving us the yecholos. The same can be said about the mitzvah of milah. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not given the person a son, he would not be able to mekayim the mitzvah of milah. Chazal say that everything is ordained by Shemayim except for Yira Shemayim. Hakol bidei shemayim chut miyir shemayim. One who adheres to Hilchos Nida is demonstrating his yir shemayim. One who is a yir shemayim is entitled to reward on his own accord. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants to be mezakeh klal Yisrael. The Medrash is saying that one who heeds Hilchos Nida, the Rebbeinu Shalom will give him a baby boy. Being that he was zeicha to the baby boy because of his yir shemayim, he is rightfully entitled to reward. Reward that one earns not through the chesed of the Rebbeinu Shalom is much greater reward. Those who do not adhere to the Hilchos Nida and have a baby boy, even if they perform the mitzvah of Mila, it is not earned and they receive a lower level reward. Hafle b'fella. A quick review of what he says, just so we clearly understand it. If a person does a mitzvah saseh, he puts a mezuzah up. Mitzvah saseh is mekayim. But how is he able to be mekayim then? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a house, gave him money to buy a house. That's how he has a house. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can't be mekayim then mitzvah. So a person who's mekayim that mitzvah, the chesed of the Rebbeinu Shalom, he gives him schar. Pure chesed. However, there's one thing that a person can truly give over to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Of course, the Rebbeinu Shalom gives a person life, but after the life that he gives him chiyus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives over one thing to each individual. Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz miyir shemayim. If one has yir shemayim, and he thinks, his thoughts, he follows, he fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu and wants to follow his will, he then, a person, he's completing something for himself at HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give him like the house. He's accomplishing something much greater. So Zokta Ben Ishchai, when a person, if he keeps the Hilchos Nida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezakeh him, because again, Yir HaShemayim is what helped him keep Hilchos Nida. So he's mezakeh with the bris, with the, having a baby boy. Now when he has the baby boy, and he does a bris milah on the baby boy, that mitzvah that he's accomplishing is through his own merits. Because he kept Hilchos Nida, therefore he got the schar, which was warranted and not a chesed, of getting a baby boy. Now that he got the baby boy, because the Baruch Hu gave him the baby boy, but he's entitled to the rewards, so now when he does the bris milah, oh, nachamo, he's getting rewards for that on the higher level. Unbelievable. It said in the Yalkut Ruveni, Adam Kiyya, there are four levels of a person. Adam, Gever, Enesh, and Ish. The greatest of them all is Adam. Adam Kiyya Bar Besaroi. It says in the Chayim HaSanach, the letters Vuhuva, spell V'oyev, Vuhuva El Aaron HaKoyin, it should be brought to Aaron HaKoyin. V'oyev, it is a remez to the words of the Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchos Tshuva. When one does tshuva and returns to Hashem, it causes Hashem to love him. One who has one who is a mitzayra and does tshuva, he is loved by the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Shaitan Achsam Sefer, Naftera, Parshas Tazria, Holech Rechas Tashav Pa'amim B'yardim V'yeshev B'sar Cholach V'tar. Elisha tells Naaman, go and bathe 7 times in the Jordan River, and your normal flesh will come back and you will be cleansed. The cure that Elisha told Naaman for his physical ailment was a natural cure. When Klal Yisrael gets a ras, it is a spiritual ailment. The Rebbeinu Shalom is sending Klal Yisrael a message to do tshuva. Tshuva heals the person. For the other nations of the world, it is a physical ailment which can be cured by actions of nature. As I said, Elisha was telling Naaman, go do something that's not spiritual, but this is nature, not above nature. What was Moshe telling Klal Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael heard Parsha in the Gom, they became frightened. They were afraid that they would get this physical ailment called Taras. Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that they do not have to fear Taras. The Rebbeinu Shalom loves his children, Klal Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants what is best for Klal Yisrael. He wants Klal Yisrael to receive the greatest reward possible and not to be punished. Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael to eat, drink, and be merry. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael that this teras is not a physical ailment. The physical ailment of a nega is exasperated by eating and drinking too much. If one had a physical ailment as such, he would have to watch his eating and drinking. Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that they do not have to worry about the ailment in a physical form. The message of teras to Klal Yisrael is to do tshuva. It is the Rabbeinu Shlomo giving Klal Yisrael a love tap to do tshuva. Maybe Taka Bizaicha, to purify ourselves before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we shouldn't have to have machlis, spiritual and not physical ailments come upon us. We should be Zaicha to follow the Ratzon Hashem and have that direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be Mekayim the Mitzvahs on the higher level, the level of Ratzon Hashem, of Yiras Hashem, because HaKol B'Dei Shemayim Chutz Mi Yiras Shemayim. Have a wonderful Shabbos.